Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio with Nancy and Lisa. Today, we're very excited. You know, the first Thursday of the month, we have our Travel Tulare County show. And this is in partnership with the Sequoia Tourism Council. You check out their website. It's discoverthesequoias.com. That's the go-to website for planning your trip to Sequoia or Kings Canyon National Park, Sequoia National Forest, and all the communities that surround these parks and forest areas. I mean, we're talking about the giant sequoia trees. And then we're talking about agricultural communities that grow, I think it's like 200 crops or something crazy. I mean, this is where things are grown and raised for food. And that means there's a lot of food, really good food, and a lot of fun. These communities are awesome. So when you go to the Sequoias, you want to be able to do both, go to one of the communities. And the community we're going to talk about today is Dinuba. It is a quaint little agricultural community, with beautiful downtown. And we're very excited to welcome Heath Jones on the show. She's the new CEO and president of the Dinuba Chamber of Commerce. And that's their website to go to for planning your trip is dinubachamber.com. So welcome, Heath. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's good to have you on here. Welcome. Mm-hmm. It's the first time chatting with you. And how do you like Dinuba? Because I know it's you kind of recently moved there and it's a land of green, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, transitioning from East Coast to West Coast has been different, but I really enjoy the Dinuba community, the sense of community, even within the people and the businesses and our partners here is absolutely amazing.
That's what I love about the area. Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy. Everybody works hard and is very community minded. And that's, you know, every time we've been to Dinuba and throughout Tulare County, people are like, yeah, come taste this. And we're like, now again, we're going to be in trouble because you have some really good food. I think that's the thing. It's so multicultural. It's culturally diverse because everybody's working, you know, in the agriculture. Also, you know, there's also dairy. And I think that brings out the best in what we get to eat.
Just saying. I know. I'm super lucky that I get to eat all this amazing food. And I'm just here for it. 100%.
Yeah, the awesome. Mexican food, Nancy. We're kind of missing Mexican food right now.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. But remember, I'm looking up the restaurant we went to was Me and Martha's Mexican restaurant. That was excellent.
That's so good.
Here is tragically good. Tragically good as far as my diet. Amazing for my mouth and my senses. It's great.
But listen, if you go to Me and Martha's, you can look out and watch the firefighters.
Oh my.
Well, okay.
Well, you know, it happens. I get to look. But we also went, we had the New York Grill, New York Pizza and Grill, and had samosas. And I'm still like this person on the search for good samosas because I grew up eating them in South Africa and Kenya. And he had the best samosas I've had in this country.
I will tell you, not only is their food amazing, but as far as a community partner and a business that's actively engaged with the city of Dinuba and the events that we're putting on, they're great partners. They're friendly and they're just this great hospitality or example of hospitality in our community too. So 100%.
They were very nice. We went there and we've eaten at Rich Creek Golf Course. The golf course, they took us around when we first came to Dinuba out on the golf cart.
That's
and
right.
Drove us around with wine. They let us take a glass of wine too. I'll never forget that. Remember?
I know.
Going around? But there's birds and what I love about that golf course is it got a great restaurant, but they have places where you can sit and just take in all these views. Mm-hmm. But it was really like a community park in a way that people are out there jogging and walking their dogs and, you know, it's cool. And
it is amazing. And they've also, in addition to having great food and this amazing view, you also, it's accessible for wheelchairs and there's some great sidewalks and walking paths there. And it's probably one of my favorite places to have lunch.
I know, because you have that beautiful view. Sunset is good too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We had sunset dinner there, and that was awesome.
And that's where they put the fireworks off for 4th of July.
Oh,
too. So they have 4th of July. They have a festival out there. The city puts on, and it's beautiful.
Dinuba is interesting because you're near the other side of, you know, because I know Three Rivers, you're right by Sequoia National Park, but you it was about an hour or like 55 to 65 miles for one entrance and for the other. So it's go through Badger, isn't it, that you go through to get to Kings Canyon? Yeah.
And so we're about 25 miles away from Fresno, and we're about, you're right, about 45 to 50 miles away from Kings Canyon. Nice. So it's about an hour drive.
Oh, beautiful. That's nice. Beautiful. That's such a beautiful area. And that's got to be something interesting to be in, just the views of the parks, you know, because you're in the foothills, basically, and you've got, you know, agriculture all around you, peaches and grapes. We got lost in the vineyards one time.
Gee, I wonder how come.
I don't know. It just happens. But the views have got to be just awesome. Do you like that just...
Oh, it's my favorite thing. And I've never lived in a place where it can be 90 degrees. And then you can have this beautiful view of mountains with snow, top hills on it. Like, it is absolutely stunning. It'll never get old to me being able to look out my window from my office and from my home and see the mountains behind me.
And your office is in the downtown district, which is really cute. You've got murals, you've got parks and flowers. Yep. They have flowers. That was the thing.
Yes.
The gardens all around. I mean, we drove through all the neighborhoods just to look at people's plants. Really?
Yeah, it is amazing to see the pride that people take, especially in this downtown area. And as we learn more about how local economies are affected specifically by their downtown, it's important that we keep that going, you know, as we move forward. We've got this new coffee shop that's in our downtown now too, Brick and Stone, and it's so nice. It's turned into this nice little gathering place. And I mean, we're just really lucky.
That's great.
That's nice.
Because I love the buildings down there, you know, and you just want to see, you know, downtowns thrive and have that small town America feel, because we are losing that in some areas. And I'm hoping that, I know that you are also in a major kind of growth with Dinuba because of some of the job opportunities and, you know, the different places. It's not manufactured, a lot of packaging and things like that.
Yep, we have fruit packaging, and then we also we have Best Buy distributing center right here. So we have major employers in this area. So there's a lot of opportunity here as well. And when we had our planning meeting as a chamber this year, the downtown was 100% a focus area for us moving forward and how we can help improve the business district here in Dinuba.
That's nice. It's an interesting thing.
That's positive. It's good.
Yeah. And working together is
big. Rubs off on the visitors. You can tell when a town is working together. Yeah, and they've got the good of everybody. It's their concern. You can really tell, you know, as we travel and we go into strange places that we haven't been to before all the time, and you can pick up the vibe. You already know as you're coming in if it's, you know, there's pretty flower baskets and people are sweeping their sidewalks in front of their stores. You know they care. And they welcome you. And it's that's a friendly vibe that's really important for tourism.
I agree. I think that's the thing with all the gardens, just even the gardens, like I said, people's homes. You go, this is really, I just want to drive around.
Yeah, I know, it's fun.
I want to go, can I come look at your garden? Knock, knock.
Yeah. It was like that at Christmas for me, because I just couldn't get enough of all of the homes that decorated and put up Christmas lights. It was so special. Dinuba has such a unique vibe to it at Christmas time, and it was just so nice to be a part of.
Are you seeing a growth in tourism? As you know, I know that there's the job opportunity, so you have all of that happening. Do you see tourism growing in? I know a lot of, you know, the hotels, like when we were there at the Best Western, Arita's an amazing, and he's done such a great, that's such a cool Best Western to stay at, the Americana. And it's, you know, they've, And these brand hotels are changing to be more personalized for the area. And his hotel is definitely like that. But it seemed like tourism was growing for his hotel, I know, from the Holiday Inn too. that it was a lot of families reuniting, especially because of what was going on with COVID. So you still have that. You have the families coming to see families all working there. Then you've got the forests and the, you know, the national parks, obviously. Right. And but is tourism also growing in because of the job opportunities?
I don't know if the job opportunities have increased tourism, but I do know that we're lucky being a small community that has two name brand hotels, because that usually makes it easier for families as they're planning trips, because they trust in those brand names. Mm-hmm. It's easy to know what you're getting. Both of our hotel partners in Dinuba have a phenomenal product. And they are definitely customer focused. It is nice as we kind of see families taking more day trips and staycations, especially during the pandemic. It seemed like that was the case. And being able to know that within a community culture between Tulare and Visalia, Fresno and Dinuba, that we're all kind of working together to celebrate the unique things in each of our communities. And we're seeing that kind of shift where people from Woodlake are coming to Dinuba, people from Visalia are coming to Dinuba. So even within our you know, part of the world, like, you can see that kind of taking shape in positive ways, which is nice.
Well, there's so much to do.
Yes,
there's just amazing amount of things to do in that area.
And when we were there, what, a week, 10 days? And we're still like, but we still need to go here.
I know.
We have to eat that.
And the weather is our friend here. We don't have a lot of rainy days, which is good and bad, depending on what the situation is. But for events, it certainly makes it easy to get out and about, where you don't feel like you only have one season of being able to do things outside. Dinuba definitely has, you know, all year round availability for outdoor activities. Yeah.
You know, going back to the hotel stays, when we first went to Dinuba back in 2012, it's our first time, we went to Naylor's Organic, they have a farm and peach orchards, and it's also like a farm stay. Are they still doing that? Is a farm stay there?
Yes, yeah, they are still doing that. And in addition to that, they have where you can come and pick your produce there. So they're a great example from a business that has maybe changed up how they do business to fit the COVID friendly times or the economy. And they've had a great year of growth. And that family is very involved with other parts of the community and other nonprofits, and they're a part of our community task force that was started, and they work with us monthly to kind of find ways to help people in the community that need assistance, and we're thankful for their partnership.
They're very sweet.
They're really nice.
They were like, come on, we have peach slices. And I'm like, I'm like, do we really have to leave? Can't we just stay?
Exactly.
And it's so pretty out there. I'm really glad to hear that, because that's been 10 years? Yeah, it's been 10 years since we saw them. But the last visit we did was in April 2021, right? That was when we were there. And we also got to go and hang out at the museum again. And there's that cultural center next to it. It's the Alta District Historical Society Museum, which is really neat. I think it's cool for kids to go into museums in these agricultural communities like Dinuba, because they're seeing things that it's just, this is what farm life was like. And, you know, being able to go like to Naylor's orchard and actually taste and pick and get to see where their food comes from is a big deal. But to go in these museums, they get to see, wow, if I was a kid, this is how I'm going to be washing my own, like on a washboard, doing my laundry on a washboard, or, you know, I'm going to actually have to sew something. And then you can see like the dentist chair and see what it was like, things like that. But it's really cool for kids to go and learn what it was like back then, you know?
It is a volunteer driven museum as well. And the displays on the inside of this museum are just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I can't believe the amount of work that this group has put into these exhibits, and they're like big city quality museums. Mm-hmm. Like it is very well done, very well organized, and they continually update the exhibits to make them new for people that may have seen it before, mm-hmm. maybe want to plan a trip to see it again. I'm very impressed. I'm a photographer, and they have an entire collection of cameras.
Yeah, that's crazy when you see those.
It's super cool. Brownies. It's my favorite thing. I love it. It's really nice.
But
they also have an event area outside where you can host events. We had a paint night outside this past year, and it was so much fun. And it is a beautiful area. They've got that rose garden.
I was gonna say the roses. I've got photos from the roses. Jealous. There are jealous awesome. For
days over these roses. They're so pretty.
Beautiful. They're beautiful. The museum too, because when you think about how these areas were settled after the Dust Bowl, all these farmers also coming in, and we've got all the different, you know, people moving in and growing, right? Mm-hmm. So the history, when you go in these museums, the history, and you start to see, oh, so-and-so fought in World War II, and this is, you know, you're seeing all of these very personal stories of what makes Dinuba, which Dinuba comes from around the world, really. And so does Visalia. I don't know if you've been to the Agricultural Museum in Visalia.
I have.
Isn't that mind-blowing when you see all the different people from around the world that came here to make, you know, this is the American dream right here, you know, and how much work they've put into the area and how everybody's united in this. That's what's so cool about the communities. It's multicultural. It's diverse in humanity, yet connected together through the downtowns, through the events and things. So I think it's of interest for people to learn about all of that and how this is this piece of American history from the farmlands, but also for, because they come from around the world and across the country, the roots, you know, that it's good for family history when you're, you know, digging up all, you know, where does grandpa come from? And then, you know, people can come there just to get their family history. You know, from anywhere.
It's lost on us sometimes, doesn't it? Like we forget, and you know, being from the East Coast, sometimes especially, I think that we took for granted where our food comes from and who it was that, like, these are our families that run these farms, and how it gets from A to Z. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's been so nice in my journey as I've learned more about the agricultural part of Dinuba and actually following that through the history and how that works.
It's pretty amazing. Now the events, let's talk about that, because Dinuba was once, like, this was the raisin place, right?
Yeah.
Dinuba's history is raisins, not as much. Now you grow a whole bunch of peaches and all kinds of table grapes.
It's definitely changed. Like, there's been a shift.
Yeah. But you still have the festival every year.
We do still have the Raisin Day Festival every year. And like I was telling you before we started, I came on board just a couple months right before the big Raisin Day Festival. So it was so nice to kind of dive in and immediately start working with our community partners, with the city and the county, and our vendors. And everyone was so gracious to have the new kid along and kind of walking me through the planning. But then we also, you know, worked with the county specifically to make sure that we were putting forth a safe event because of COVID. So it was a lot of pressure, like, straight out the gate, but we pulled it off, had a great event. It was super fun. I'm so thankful for all the help and assistance that we got with it. It is phenomenal to see that event in process. Like, it is really a lot of fun.
Does it, in that one park, I know you've got the downtown park with the gazebo where we've seen, you know, I think in summer that you have, you know, summer nights out in the park with music and movies. And then we went to the other park also right by the downtown. I mean, it's not that big.
You know, it's right. Yeah, it's all pretty close. Yeah.
But you have that, you know, this historic band shell that you know, people that's were taking pretty. Those down at times, you know, that band shell is something that's special. I'm sorry. It's just a piece of history of, I wonder who's performed there. And, you know, being so close to Bakersfield, I can bet there's been famous country musicians that have performed there in Dinuba.
Oh, I'm sure, for sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know,
and I will say that Dinuba has by far, and I've worked with large cities and all over the United States, and I've never worked with such a great Parks and Recs crew.
Oh, nice.
I've had the experience of working with here in Dinuba, just professional service, very prepared. They have definitely taken care of the maintenance of the band shell and everywhere else. I mean, where other cities have had to take those down, Dinuba's been fortunate enough to have had a plan in place to try to preserve important pieces like that.
Mm, it's a beautiful awesome, part.
Well, you have such good weather. And you have such good food. So everybody's just really happy.
Yeah.
You know? That's been my experience so far, for sure. Yeah.
That's cool. And that park is beautiful with the paths. You know, people are out there in the shade having their lunch, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just like, okay, so that's the park where the event happens, the festival?
It is. That is mm-hmm. where the event takes place. And this year we didn't have the parade through town like we typically did. But we did the parade inside the park, and then the marching band marched up to the band shell and played from the band shell, and was just stunning. It was really great. Right.
So, you have
next year we will be bringing the parade back through town, but we loved that piece so much. We're going to figure out a way to incorporate the marching band coming into the park again, because that was just such a huge hit.
That's cool. Nice. So everyone, dinubachamber.com is the website to go to keep up with the events, right? And
yes.
So that's every September. And then you also have Cinco de Mayo. Like, dude, I want to come.
Yeah.
This will be my first Cinco de Mayo festival here in Dinuba. So I'm really excited about that. If it's anything like Raisin Day, the food, guys, the food is worth the triple
down. I'm hungry now. It's like,
I know, too. I'm starving. It is so, it's so good, guys. Like, I've been to lots of festivals and by far, like, I think that I ate so much food. I should have just been carted around the rest of the day. like, seriously, it's
did
not you good. Get,
did they have raisins? I mean, are in the raisin festival, are there raisin things happening?
I think that there used to be, and that has definitely been that is my 2022 focus this year, mm-hmm. of how we can bring back the agricultural part of the significance of mm-hmm. Raisin Day. So so I'm holding myself accountable to that, to try to bring that back in some way, shape, or form. So I'm excited about kind of rethinking that piece of it just a little bit.
You have a raisin eating contest. Oh my gosh, could you?
I know. Raisin cookies. There's a raisin pie.
I bet that's good.
Yeah, I am all for it. So
I think they soak the raisins in brandy or something, don't they?
Mm-hmm. That's a twist. Amazing.
I'm
all right with that.
Just light it up on fire. Yeah. It's like, here, it's exactly what we want at an event. That sounds good to me.
But if we can piece the agricultural history of Dinuba into the events that we do, I think that's just as important as bringing the cultural significance of events like Cinco de Mayo into those events. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about diving into those things.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Very cool. I love it. And we just want to come back, and hopefully one day we will.
We will
because we keep going back to the Sequoias. We love it out there.
Yeah.
It's just as soon as you get off the main highway, it's just this, we've got
so
agriculture
awesome.
And farm stands. Where do you see farm stands like that, you know?
I have never had fruit like I've had here in this area ever. Like mm-hmm. the strawberries are like magic. The blackberries are like magic. I mean, genuinely, I've never.
Oh, it's the coastal. So good, I think guys. The coastal breezes have something to do with making the fruit really sweet.
You know what?
I
want ice cream with peaches and blueberries right now and strawberries. Vanilla ice cream.
okay.
No,
this energy is not going to be good for my diet.
I want mm-hmm. enchiladas now too.
See, followed by ice cream.
I do plan on having Mexican food today. 100%.
Oh my gosh. Stop it.
Stop.
The fresh salsa, the farm to table salsa.
That's the thing too.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Ooh. Do you have farmers markets or do you need them?
We do have farmers markets and during specific times of the year. The city actually puts that on right here in the downtown.
Okay, cool. Well, this has been a fun chat. I'm really hungry now, so thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
I do want to tell everyone the websites again. Go to dinubachamber.com. Also, discoverthesequoias.com for planning your trip into the area. And again, this is what, like I was saying in the beginning, go up, see the giant, you know, giant sequoia trees, go hiking in the canyons. Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks and Giant Sequoia National Monument and the Sequoia National Forest are all connected. And that is a bucket list for so many people. And when you get there, it is awesome. And then you go down the hill and go into the agricultural communities, because it's just like everything grows there, from big trees to tiny blueberries. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's really amazing. Cool. So of course, so every first Thursday, keep up with us here at bigblendradio.com to hear more about the other areas. And just want to let everyone know too, our new issue of Quality of Life magazine, our brand new magazine, does feature Tulare County in it, in what you can see and do with your kids, because quality of life is knowing where your food comes from. And so we want kids to go to Tulare families and go have these farm experiences, go to the Nailers, go to a farmer's market, go to these festivals, the museums. We want families in there because for kids, they get to learn that their food is not raised in a grocery store.
Right.
And a cow does not come out of the fridge.
Exactly.
So check out the feature for that, and you can go to blendradioandtv.com to see the magazine. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.